नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 7, entitled What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, text 11, 12 and 12, 13 and 14, sorry, 12, 13 and 14, text 12 and 13 have no purport, so we'll read them and then we'll start with the 14th. Text 12. Samani anija ashrame ashwasye hoshyatam vatse yavatte bharturagamaha. Prahlad Maharaj continued, the great saint Narada Muni brought my mother to his ashram and assured her of all protection, saying, my dear child, please remain at my ashram until the arrival of your husband. Tathetyavatsi devarshe antike sakrato bhaya yavad daityapatir ghorat tapaso nanyavartata. After accepting the instructions of Devarshi Narada, my mother stayed in his care without fear from any direction, as long as my father, the king of the Daityas, had not become free from his severe austerities. Text 14, kindly repeat. Rishim paryacharat tatra bhaktya paramaya sati antarvatni swagarbhasya Shema yecha prasutaye. Rishim paryacharat tatra bhaktya paramaya sati antarvatni swagarbhasya Shema yecha prasutaye. Prasutaye, for deliverance of the child. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. My mother, being pregnant, desired the safety of her embryo and desired to give birth after her husband's arrival. Sometimes this question is asked. Hiranyakashipu went for like almost long year of austerity. How come when Prahlad came, I mean he came back, Prahlad was only 5 years. You know? So, answer is here. My mother, being pregnant, desired the safety of her embryo and desired to give birth after her husband's arrival. So, Narada Muni gave her the blessing that your child will be in the womb till Hiranyakashipu comes back. And desired to give birth after her husband's arrival. Thus, she stayed at Narada Muni's ashram, where she rendered service unto Narada Muni with great devotion. Purport. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Matra Svasra Duhitrava Naivivikta Sano Bhavet Balavan Indriya Gramo Vidvamsam Apikarshati. One should not remain in a secluded place with a woman, even one's mother, sister or daughter. Nonetheless, although one is strictly prohibited from staying with a woman in a secluded place, Narada Muni gave shelter to Prahlad Maharaj's young mother, who rendered service to him with great devotion and faith. Does this mean that Narada Muni transgressed the Vedic injunctions? Certainly he did not. Such injunctions are intended for mundane creatures. But Narada Muni is transcendental to mundane categories. Narada Muni is a great saint and is transcendentally situated. Therefore, although he was a young man, he could give shelter to a young woman and accept her service. Haridas Thakur also spoke with a young woman, a prostitute, in the dead of night, but the woman could not deviate his mind. Instead, she became a Vaishnavi, a pure devotee, by the benediction of Haridas Thakur. Ordinary persons, however, should not imitate such highly elevated devotees. Ordinary persons must strictly observe the rules and regulations by staying aloof from the association of women. No one should imitate Narada Muni or Haridas Thakur. It is said, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyana Bujhai. Even if a man is very advanced in learning, he cannot understand the behavior of a Vaishnava. Anyone can take shelter of a pure Vaishnava without fear. Therefore, in the previous verse, it has been distinctly said, Devarshe Antike Sakuto Bhaya. Kayadu, the mother of Prahlad Maharaj, stayed under the protection of Narada Muni without fear from any direction. Similarly, Narada Muni, in his transcendental position, stayed with a young woman without fear of deviation. Narada Muni, Haridas Thakur and similar acharyas, specially empowered to broadcast the glories of the Lord, cannot be brought down to the material platform. Therefore, one is strictly forbidden to think that the acharya is an ordinary human being. Gurushu Naramatihi. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada explains about the principle of associating with the opposite sex. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Purushaha Prakriti Sthohi Bhungte Prakriti Jan Gunan Karanam Gunasangasya Sad Asad Yoni Janmashu. A living entity, Purushaha, in material nature, Prakriti Sthaha, Bhungte Prakriti Jan Gunan. He desires, he comes to his material world because he wants to enjoy separately from the Lord. And Bhungte, he wants to enjoy Prakriti Jan Gunan. The three modes of material nature offer themselves as subordinate to be enjoyed and be lorded over. Bhumirapo nalo vayu khambano buddhirevacha ahankarityamme bhinna prakriti. It is the inferior material nature, made of the three modes of material nature. They make themselves available to the so-called Purusha. Ultimately, Krishna is the only Purusha. Purusha means the enjoyer. Kunti Devi prays to Lord Krishna as he is leaving for Dwarka. She begins by saying, Namaste Purusham tu Adhyam, Ishvara Prakriti Param. I offer my obeisances to Purusham, the real Purusha, Adi Purusha. Ishvara Prakriti Param. He is the supreme controller of Prakriti. Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti Suyate. Actually, he is completely in charge or controller of the material nature. Only he is Purusha. But we come here because we think ourselves to be the enjoyers, separate enjoyers. So Purusha Prakriti Stohi Bhungte Prakriti Jan Gunan. Karanam guna sangha asya. Of this living entity, for this reason of associating with the three modes of nature, sad asad dyoni janmashu. Depending on the different kinds of desires to enjoy, different bodies are provided to the living entity by material nature. Puna puna charvita charvananam. Chewing the chewed. We have chewed one from one side. Let's chew from the other side. It's already been chewed. But as long as this desire to lord it over is there, to be the controller, to be the proprietor, to be the enjoyer, we just go on. And the whole process of spiritual life is to become a servant, not the master. Ya nisha saro bhutanam tasyam jagrati sayami yasyam jagrati bhutani sa nisha pashyato. The paradigm, it's a 180 degree paradigm shift from being the master of everything that you survey to being the servant of the servant of the servant. So it is transformation to the very core of our existence. And therefore, anyone who takes up to the process of spiritual life should be very, very careful about what is the motive of anything and everything that we do. I was hearing one lecture of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. He was explaining about this Yayati. Maharaj Yayati. There was this woman who had been pushed by another woman who was naked, and he fell into the well. And she was shouting. Nobody was there. And Maharaj Yayati happened to pass by. And he saw this woman helplessly shouting from the well. And he saw her in the helpless condition, being the king, being the protector, maintainer of everyone, that desire to help out of compassion, just like Bharat Maharaj also wanted to do. He just decided to help her. So he threw his upper robe to actually for her to cover herself, and then he extended his hand to pull her up. Now he was explaining, when he did that, he was in service mood. But the moment that association was a little intimate, the service mood transformed into enjoying mood. And that was the beginning of his end of the service attitude. So therefore, a living entity who has since time immemorial so much used to enjoying propensity, controlling propensity, lording propensity, it is so difficult to give it up. Especially if you have to become not just a servant, but the servant of the servant of the servant. It's a profound transformation. And therefore, unless a person is extremely focused, till then, it is very, very dangerous to play around. Just like drug addicts or alcoholics are specifically told, carefully avoid even the sight of alcohol. Don't even pass near the shop. Because so much addiction is there that one little thought, and it's like that pressure cooker, and the steam or the weight on that pressure cooker bursts off, the whole thing comes off, and before you know, we are back to square one. And so therefore, dhyayato vishayan pumsaha sangasteshu pajayate. Dhyayato vishayan. Ajamil was a nice person actually. He was a brahmana. He was devoted. He was very respectful. He was very gentle. Only once he happened to see a low class man embracing a woman with a lusty desire. And that got imprinted in his heart. Nowadays we have digital camera. But earlier we had this film camera. You know, where you have, you put the film and you set up the film just in front of the lens and expose the lens 1/16th of a second or something. And that object which is in front, whatever you want to photograph, falls on the film. And then you take it to a dark room and put it under some special solution. Then that negative becomes positive. Very clear. But if you expose it to the sun, everything is finished. You have to be very careful to make sure that it is covered, not exposed to the sun, and developed in the dark room. Similarly, a person's eyes are like the lens. It is a lens, actually. And the heart is like the film, where everything from the ear, from the nose, all this camera of the body has 5 lenses of different nature. And this records on the film of our heart or the mind, whose function is thinking, feeling, and willing. So when the object falls on the camera, falls on the film of the heart, then how you deal with that impression is the million-dollar question. Ajamil went into the dark room. He closed his eyes and started focusing on what he had seen. That is putting the solution on top of the film. Closing the eyes, dhyayato, vishayan. And then sangaste subhajayate. Then that negative became positive. Beautiful picture. And then sangat sanjayate kamah. Not only did he develop, but he framed it and fixed it. Nailed it in his heart. Sangat. That is the main problem. Dhyayato vishayan. That till then it's all right. But sangat sanjayate kamah. And then the root cause of all problems arose in his heart to again be the enjoyer, the controller, and proprietor. But therefore, especially it is described, when we come in front of the Lord, we should open our eyes, open our heart. Krishna Surya Sama. Krishna is like the sun. Every day you go out, you are exposed to so many sights, sounds, etc. And they register on the film of our heart. As soon as we come back, we just should go in front of the Lord and expose the film to the sun of Krishna's mercy. Then it is cleansed. Or the other process is Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Allow Krishna to dance on your tongue. Then he can cleanse. Thinking. Developing that film means thinking about it. The mind has connection with the head. The mind has connection with the heart. The mind has connection with the body. The mind's connection with the head is thinking. The mind's connection with the heart already is feeling. And the mind's connection with the body is willing. So, when you start meditating, dhyayato vishayan, then you start feeling for that object. The heart gets involved. And when the heart gets involved, then you start willing. Whatever you thought, I'm going to do it now. Therefore, when we chant the holy name, we should use this thinking, feeling, and willing in meditating on the holy name. Dhyayato vishayan sangaste shupajayate. Rupa Goswami, in one particular beautiful verse in the Upadeshamrita, tells how to engage our thinking, feeling, and willing while chanting the holy name. Syat Krishna nama charitadi sitapi. Think about how merciful is the holy name. How powerful is the holy name. Glories of the holy name. Think about the holy name. And what should we feel? Pitta upatapta rasanasya narochikana. feel insignificant, feel fallen, durdaivam idrisham iha janina anuraga. How foolish I am. So merciful is the Lord. He's giving a rope to get me out, but still foolishly I'm just moving around, swimming in this well. And what is the willing? Kintu adarat anudinam khalu saiva jushtva. Kintu adarat, with great respect and attention, anudinam, every day, khalu saiva, certainly will I chant this holy name with great determination. Then swadvi krama bhavati. Then you develop taste. And a person who has developed taste for the holy name, like Srila Haridas Thakur, that taste is so intense that none of the tastes of this world can ever attract such a person. So focused on service to Krishna, on his natural constitutional position. Hanumanji, he was so focused in the service to Lord Ram that any service, he was only considering what will please Lord Ram. How shall I do it in a way that Krishna, Ram will be pleased? He went into Lanka and his job was to search for Sita. So to look for Sita, he went into Ravana's inner chambers, in a room where, in his bedroom, huge palatial bedroom. His bedroom was not ordinary bedroom. The hundreds of beds. Because he had captured practically the best of women from all over the universe. There were Miss Universes that he had captured. Devakanyas, the best of the Devakanyas from the heavenly planets. The best of the Rajakanyas from the kings of this planet. And the best of Rishikanyas. So he had the best ones. And Hanumanji entered in the middle of the night when in an intoxicated state, all these ladies were practically very scantily dressed and lying in very, very different postures. And Hanumanji had to closely scrutinize to see everyone's face, whether this is Sita. He had to go in. A brahmachari entering into a grahastha's bedroom and closely looking at wife's. Who was sleeping. Can you imagine? So Hanumanji had a doubt. Hey, what am I doing? I'm going against the scriptures. But then with intelligence he understood. No. I'm here for a purpose. That service attitude was so strong that he just did the needful and just got away from there. Of course, we are not Hanumanjis. We are not Naradas. We are not Haridas Thakurs. Therefore, Prabhupada tells, we are mundane creatures. Such injunctions are intended for mundane creatures like us. So, very humbly we should understand what our position is. And just focus on developing this attitude of service. As long as, that's why the most important is this attitude. And what is the meaning of taking this service attitude? All these etiquettes are meant for that. How to execute devotional service in a very careful way? By following the etiquettes. The etiquettes are not external, superficial, burdensome rituals. The etiquettes, when externally done with proper consciousness, brings the proper attitude. And the attitude is one of service. Familiarity breeds to contempt when sense gratification is the center. But familiarity breeds to respect, appreciation, an intimacy when Krishna is the center of our relationship. And all these etiquettes are nothing but at least physically doing a ritual. But to the extent we are conscious of why we are doing what we are doing, then these protect us. This is like a safety armor. So, any weapon shot will not hurt and protect us. So, in this way, we see how Narada Muni, he was so absorbed in his service to Kayadu, to Prahlad Maharaj, to his spiritual master and to Krishna, that he accepted service from her to serve her. Just like Sudama accepted service from Krishna to serve Krishna, because that's how Krishna wanted him to serve. So, these are some few thoughts on this beautiful verse. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions, comments, clarifications, suggestions?
Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu, for a nice class. In this particular shloka, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that we should not be staying in a secluded place with a mother, daughter, or a sister, but somehow wife is left out.
Hare Krishna, for brahmacharis. Narada Muni was a brahmachari. That concession is allowed. Some few benefits of grihastha life, some intimate moments are allowed. Otherwise, what else is there? But then, that's also done in a mood of service. This is another devotee of the Lord. She is a Vaishnavi. And I have to serve her by providing physical needs, emotional needs, and spiritual needs in a again, consciously. Why am I doing what am I doing? Whether you like it or not. Other day I was hearing one lecture of Maharaj. He was saying that what you feel like, do what we feel like, or do what is right. You may feel like, you may not feel like doing some things, but what is right, just do what is right. That's the difference between weak-heartedness and compassion. A weak-hearted person does what he feels like. His heart is weak, therefore he falls to his feelings. But he never, but a compassion means he does it with scriptural understanding in mind, with the etiquette in mind, with everything in mind. Why am I doing? That's Krishna consciousness. To be conscious of what we think, what we feel, what we do, everything. Why are we doing? In the mood of service, I'll do it. If this is the way, this is the best way to serve that person, I will serve. But therefore, again, the whole process of deity worship is so important for grihasthas. That's why, especially in 7th canto, if you read Archanam, under that section Prabhupada says, grihastha life, laziness comes. Therefore we should have deity. Then there is no laziness at home. Cleanliness is not there at home. But the moment deity is involved, cleanliness comes. And there is a tendency to feel that I am the Lord and Master, everything belongs to me. Therefore, the deities give you a sense, no, he is the Lord and Master. I am simply a servant. So, if this is the mood and consciousness, then do the needful. Hare Krishna. One last question before we end. Yeah. Yeah, speak in the mic.
Bro, you said that the attitude is very important. So Yayati also had a service attitude, and while Hanumanji entered into the inner chambers of Ravana, he also having service attitude. But how then Yayati fell down, even though having service attitude?
Because he didn't follow the etiquette. Because he was not careful about the about keeping Krishna in the center. He got involved. He should have done the job. Closed his eyes, picked her up and pushed her and gone away. Otherwise he would have called for his soldiers, grahastha soldiers. Do the needful. She was not drowning. She was just shouting. That's all. So right at the outset, you know, it began with little offense to the etiquette. We have to be, that's why I said, the etiquettes must be thought. Why are we following this etiquette? Every etiquette that we do, why are we doing? Spirit of the law is important. Understand the spirit and execute it. But at the same time, we should be better feel fallen, which we actually are. And be extra precautious with ourselves. With others we may be lenient, but with ourselves, we have to be a little extra careful to maintain the proper attitude at all times. Srila Prabhupada.
Comment.
Since Govind Prabhu is asking this etiquette of what I have spoken, I'll take back one more question.
Comment plus question. Was it a fallen Yayati's part? Because he had not taken formal brahmacharya vow. As a king, you know, he can give protection in the form of getting married also. So brahmachari, Hanumanji had taken a formal vow of brahmacharya.
But actually his later activity shows that he was actually a fallen person.
He married her also.
But how shamelessly, Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma, how shamelessly he went to his son, my enjoyment is still not over, you take my old age, give me your young age, and I want to still enjoy with my wife. At your cost. At the son's cost. So, the later activities proved, maybe at that time he was, you know, the attitude was still serving. Who will care for her, you know, I will take care of her. Could be. But the later activities, probably he got gradually, you know, step by step fall down. Dhyayato vishayan sangaste sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho krodhat bodh sammoha. So, the later activity. And Pratiloma. Actually, it was Anuloma. What is that? Pratiloma? He shouldn't be. He's a Brahmani. And he was not supposed to. So, sense gratification means makes a person a little shameless. So, how shameless he was to ask his own son to take his old age. All right, Prabhu. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagatam ki. I am being tested. Vaiva Vosi by Govinda Prabhu.